So we're discussing how by a yid the Chabad and the Chagas corresponds and the Dibur correspond to the Sefiris, and how much Dibur is important. And now we're going to see that the Olam Hazeh is trying to interfere. His Dibur can sometimes cause just the opposite. His Chabad and his Chagas, his Midos of the non-Jew, because they also come, but they're a Dibur, that's a Dibur that interferes. Could be a Dibur that interferes. Instead of bringing a connection, it's to interfere. Binezel umazel is one opposite the other. Which means if you have a Kedusha, you have also in the Klippa. It's to keep a balance. Yesh asoro kisri dimisa avusa. There are 10 crowns of repugnant, of disgusting. Those are the basically the sources, the spheres, as they were. They're called misa avusa. They're the negative. They're no good. Umehem nimshachas nefoshes ha'iv de gilulim. And from them extend the souls of the ha'iv de gilulim. The idol worshipers, Gamkin, Klulis, Ma'aseh, Bechinas, Eilu, Mamish. They are actually also included from these 10 Bechinas. These 10 Bechinas, the Chabad and Chagas. Umada Zoyz Ba'oretz, this is known in the land, Mashakosu B'Sefer Al-Gilgulim Al-Posik, what is the book of the Gulim writes in the verse, Asher Sholat Ha'odom Ba'odom L'ra Loi. Man dominates man for his detriment. What does it mean, man does mean? A man is represents the whole structure. Chabad, Chagas, Nehim. That's the structure of the person. The structure of the Sefiris, the structure of the person. And you have an Odom, you have an Odom of Kedusha. You have the 10 Sefiris of Kedusha, the Nefesh HaLikis. You have an Odom of Klippa, also the same exact structure. And that Odom, the Odom of the Klippa, dominates for the bad. In other words, doesn't allow for the expression of the positive, but uses everything, the chesed for the wrong thing, the chokhmah for the wrong thing, and the dibur for the wrong things. Leraloi, to the detriment. Shehu soid golus hashchina b'toy haklipis. This is the secret of the exile of the Shekhinah. How could it be something against Hashem, the Sefiris, everything coming down on the klippa against, when this is the Kedusha? How does it come? This is the secret of the divine in exile, b'toch haklippas. To vitalize them and to give them dominance in the time of the exile. So they have dominance. And that's why we see that the Goyim are running, the Yidden are in Golos by the Goyim, and the Goyim are successful and everything is, and the Yidden are under them. This is l'raloi, this is not, is dominating, but it's not for the good, it's not for the benefit. That's why the idol worship is, they dominate over Yidden. Liyos nefoshes ha'ev de klippas ma'ev de gluluma ha'klippas asher ha'shchinam eslabeshes b'chinas golos b'teichom, because the ha'ev de gilulim are from the klippas that Hashem, how do they live, they go, they come from the klippas. The klippas are vitalized by Hashem too. Asher Hashem asher ha'shchinam eslabeshes b'chinas golos b'teichom. So it's exile. In other words, it's not willing, but Hashem is there, but Hashem is still there. This requires a very wide explanation how and what exactly how it takes place. Nevertheless, this is the truth, that the truth is that they are receiving, vitalized, the Shekhinah is begalusa, they're getting from the Shekhinah, and that's the reason for the dominance. Elosh afal pikein, notwithstanding the fact that they receive. So the Alter Rebbe is all leading to the point over here that the Goyim and the Klippas, they all receive from the Eibishter, so there's still the Eibishter dressed up in them. But yet, Ein HaKlippas Vayv De Gululim Yoyim Kinu Mekabim Chayus Elo Mehaoranim Shechas Lahem Mebichines Achoraim De Gedusha. These Klippas and the Gululim, Vayv De Gululim that get from the Klippas, they don't nurture or receive the Chayus only from a shine that goes from the back of Kedusha, not in a direct way, Sometimes you give them, but you don't give it to them directly. You throw it behind your back. You say, here, take it. But you don't really want to give them. So they're getting the end of the day. So they're getting their unika from Kedusha. But the way they get your unika is here in a way of Acharayim. Mevchin is Acharayim, the Kedusha. Kemam deshot dibasar katvi. Like somebody throws something behind his back. He gives it, take it. But they're still getting it. V'avgam zois. Also, what they do get, they don't get directly. Through many contractions and many covers and powerful contraction covers, achin islapsha or zu, until that ray from the shechina, this ha'ore that they're yonik, that they nurture, b'chumri soilum hazeh, that has dressed up in the materialism of this physical world, of this world, umashpas loiv the gilulim, and that gives the idol worship oisher, wealth, chovid, and honor, v'chol tanugim gashmim, no physical pleasures they get, but it doesn't come from anything besides Hashem. This is Hashem giving them. He gives them b'vasakatsu. So, if everybody's getting, how come the Yid is not getting? But the Yid gets it through a different way. A Yid gets it in a direct way, not in a way. That's the problem, that in Zman HaGolus, the direct way is blocked, hidden, it's not open, we get very little. That's why the Goyim are successful. So they dominate over the Yidin. Mashenkin Yisrael, Yoinkim Mebchines Ponim Hel Yoinim, they nurture from the level of the face of above, not the back, not Achurayim, but the face directly. Kemesh Kosuv, Yoyer Hashem Bona Veilecha, Hashem should shine His face to you. Kol Echad Ve'Echad Lefi Shedesh Nishmose Adrem HaMailis, everyone and one based on his level, they get it, but they don't get that oisher v'chovid and that plentiful which gets from Boter Katve, and therefore the goyim dominate, and therefore they're successful, not necessarily the yid in that case. So now we're going to see, so we're saying basically a yid receives from the spheres, the goyim receives from the spheres, the clip is receiving the spheres. So now we're going to see that can allow for a goy sometimes to do things which the Eibishter wants him to do, basically, in order to get us to be better, as we'll continue.